Okay, friends, today we are reading a book called Extra Yarn. This was written by Mac Barnett, and it's illustrated by John Klassen, and it's read today by Mommy and Chocolate Face. That's what I'm going to call him. If you could see him right now, friends, it would be, you would call him Chocolate Face.
Chucky.
Chocolate Face.
Chucky.
Chucky the Chocolate Face.
Chucky.
We made cupcakes and there is chocolate all over his face. But you look very handsome with a beard. Now I know what you'll look like in 25 years. Are you ready for your story? You're a Pokemon? I guess he's a chocolate-covered Pokemon. Are you ready for your story, my friend? My chocolate-covered Pokemon son?
He's supposed to eat. Hi, I'm Ash Ketchum. I can tell you what type of Pokemon that is. It's a chocolate type. I'll tell you more about it when the story's over.
Please do. Okay, then let's get this started and then we can discuss all those other things. Are you ready? Okay. On a cold afternoon, in a cold little town, where everywhere you looked was either the white of snow or the black of soot from chimneys, Annabelle found a box filled with yarn of every color. Have you ever seen yarn in lots of different colors? Like when we went to the store to get the yarn to make your sweater and we saw all those different colors? Mm-hmm. So she went home and knit herself a sweater. And when Annabelle was done, she had some extra yarn. So she knit a sweater for Mars too. And who is Mars? For our friends who cannot see the book, who is Mars?
Mars is a little dog.
Mm-hmm. He's a little doggy. A cute little doggy. But there was still extra yarn. Although I do give her style points for having a sweater that matches her puppy's sweater. Oh my goodness, you guys. And when Annabelle and Mars went for a walk, Nate pointed and laughed and said,
"You two look ridiculous."
"You're just jealous," said Annabelle.
"No, I'm not," said Nate.
Well, I don't know. Nate is wearing all gray with like brown and black. He has no color on him at all. But it turned out he was. Because what did she do for him?
Made him a sweater.
And even after she'd made a sweater for Nate and his dog, and for herself, and for Mars, she still had extra yarn. Wow. Well, I know for one thing, it takes an awful lot of yarn to make a sweater. And I think for us, it took us several, they call it skeins. They call a bundle of yarn a skein. It took us several skeins of yarns. Well, it took Grandma several skeins of yarns to make your sweater. Let's see what happens next. At school, Annabelle's classmates could not stop talking about her sweater.
"Quiet!" shouted Mr. Norman. "Quiet, everyone! Annabelle, that sweater of yours is a terrible distraction. I cannot teach with everyone turning around to look at you."
"Then I'll knit one for everyone," Annabelle said, "so they won't have to turn around."
"Impossible," said Mr. Norman. "You can't."
Now, when someone says something is impossible, do you know what I like to think?
Yet.
That's right. It may be impossible yet, but we haven't tried. So sometimes it's fun just to try. And it turned out she could. And she did, even for Mr. Norman. And when she was done, get this, Annabelle still had extra yarn. And so she knit sweaters for her mom and dad, and for Mr. Pendleton and Mrs. Pendleton, and for Dr. Palmer, and for little Lewis. Oh my goodness, she's given everyone sweaters. And I'll tell you what, her Mr. and Mrs. Pendleton are quite large. I'm guessing they took quite a bit of yarn. She made sweaters for everyone except Mr. Crabtree, who never wore sweaters or even long pants, and who would stand in his shorts with the snow up to his knees.
No sweater for me, thanks, said Mr. Crabtree.
So she made Mr. Crabtree a hat. And even then, Annabelle still had extra yarn. So she made sweaters for all the dogs and all the cats and for other animals too. And soon people thought, soon Annabelle would run out of yarn, but she didn't. So Annabelle made sweaters for things that didn't even wear sweaters. What has she put sweaters on?
Mailboxes, dense
houses and mailboxes and birdhouses. Oh my goodness, look at her. She's covered the entire, every building in their town. It says things began to change in that little town. And I would think so. It's like a rainbow in this town, isn't it? It's beautiful. I want to visit that town. News spread of this remarkable girl who never ran out of yarn, and people came to visit from all over the world to see the sweaters and to shake Annabelle's hand. One day, an archduke, who was very fond of clothes, sailed across the sea and demanded to see Annabelle. I have a question. How do you think she could do all of this? How did she learn how to knit? I don't know. And even better question, how did she have the energy to do all of those things? You would think her fingers would get tired. I don't know.
She's pretty young. I bet she started knitting when she was about, like, 2 years old.
She must have done, because she's covered the whole town. And if she's been knitting, I mean, she had to have started knitting when she was very little. Let's see what happens.
Little girl, said the Archduke, I would like to buy that miraculous box of yarn. I am willing to offer you $1,000,000.
No, thank you,
said Annabelle, who was knitting a sweater for a pickup truck. The Archduke's mustache twitched.
$2,000,000,
he said. Annabelle shook her head.
No, thanks.
$10,000,000,
shouted the Archduke.
Take it or leave it.
Leave it,
said Annabelle.
I won't sell the yarn.
And she didn't. So that night, the Archduke hired 3 robbers to break into Annabelle's house. And they stole the box and took it to the Archduke, who set off across the snow and sailed over the sea back to his castle. The Archduke put on his favorite song and sat in his best chair, and then he took out the box and lifted its lid and looked inside. And what was inside?
Because it was only meant for her.
You think it was only meant for her? Mm-hmm. I think you're right. His mustache quivered. It shivered. It trembled. The Archduke hurled the box out the window and shouted,
Little girl, I curse you with my family's curse. You will never be happy again.
But, so when he threw the box out the window, it landed on an iceberg. And then the iceberg sailed out across the ocean. And honk, it landed right back in Annabelle's backyard. And she picked it up. And look, it turned out she was. The box came right back to her. And somehow, miraculously, she still had yarn.
Because it was meant for her.
It's because it was meant for her. Some people are meant to do some things, aren't they?
And maybe the Duke was not meant to knit.
Maybe the Duke was not meant to knit. It's true. But that, my friends, is the end.